Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for visiting the slab. Nurse, please bring in patient number 3.
Yes, doctor.
Oh, look, the anesthesia's wearing off. Nurse, please hit play.
Right away, doctor.
I forgot the intro. welcome to the slab.
Here, let me catch up.
So we are doing connections part 2 because we did connections part 1. Dudes.
Okay, can I get this tangent out of the way now? At the start of the episode, why does it at the end of that intro sound like the clapping of thine ass cheeks?
No, that's all of us. Literally just
second, yeah. I knew what it was, but I mean.
I will say, like, at least on my end, when I do clap, I cup my hands rather aggressively.
Yeah,
for some reason. So
yeah, he looks like an ape that found a banana. Just long palms and everything.
I don't do side to side. I go up and down.
So last episode we talked about catatonically or headcanning, the connection of horror movie characters, so like Jason, Freddy, all that, which a lot of it's canoned, but there's a lot of it I made a headcanon, and I will trail anything back to the fucking lament configuration in the Necronomicon.
That's
what we ended up doing. Hellraiser. Yeah.
Oh, I connected Hellraiser. I connected a lot of fucking things.
Everything ended up coming back to Hellraiser.
Yeah.
At one point.
Yeah.
Like everything.
I mean, it makes sense. Mm-hmm. It makes the most sense.
Even Evil Dead went to Hellraiser.
Yeah. We connected Evil Dead and Hellraiser because we made the theory that the Cenobites gave the knowledge of the Necronomicon because somebody solved the lament configuration back in the Mesopotamian era.
Yeah.
And instead of like saying, hey, I want money or anything like that, they bettered their soul for knowledge. Yeah. And so they gave them the type of knowledge that would destroy mankind. Because that would be a monkey's paw situation, just like how it was in hell. So it's par for the course.
That's Hellraiser's scariest fucking thing, is you're going to get what you want, kind of.
So I want my husband back. Well, he doesn't have any skin. Lacking an epidermis there.
What'd you guys do, cut up fucking magic cards?
No, those are Chris Angel playing cards.
Oh, fuck sure. That guy.
Yeah, fuck that guy. So I was cutting them up and using his tokens earlier. We were playing Magic. So
I thought I had dice in my backpack.
So
yeah, we were also able to connect Leprechaun and Chucky.
Yeah.
And they're both from the same area.
How Charles Lee Ray read the Necronomicon because he's from New Jersey. And Jersey. it is proven that Jason Voorhees is from Jersey, and his mother did steal the Necronomicon.
Please in tell me order his mom's Snooki.
Who?
Jason. That'd be so fucking funny.
No.
It's Pamela Voorhees.
Yeah, it's Pamela Voorhees.
I know, but it was...
It's not Snooki at all.
Yeah,
but
way funnier.
She, since she stole the Necronomicon and read it to bring back her son...
That would make sense.
Charles Lee Ray, being from the same area, went and read the Necronomicon while she wasn't home, and that's where he learned his voodoo incantations.
Ooh, yeah.
And that's how he became Chucky.
Okay, so how does that tie into Leprechaun?
I'm getting there.
Because like that didn't seem so much of a stretch. I have a feeling. This we had
to force the episode to stop, or else it would have turned into like a four or five hour ordeal.
So especially here's how we tie. So, Leprechaun pretty much uses Celtic voodoo.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's very similar.
And
the amulet that the Leprechaun wears that turns him into stone, the jewel in it is the exact same jewel in the heart of Dumbala.
And Child's Play is Haitian voodoo.
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
It's still voodoo, it's just different regions.
Huh. And all of it stems from the Necronomicon.
I'm so mad I missed last week.
Which all goes back
to... mad. Because I didn't wake up until 2 hours. Like, you guys are guaranteed... You were already on your way back down to the house by the time I woke up.
Yeah.
My sleep schedule's so fucked. Yeah. Hell, this is the earliest I've got up all week. It's 3 in the afternoon.
Damn.
Yeah. I don't know. And I've been beating the shit out of my dad pen, too.
Man, you said dad pen. And I was like, I've been beating the shit out of my dick, too.
Oh, I've been doing that. I'm single. So, I mean.
Says, you ain't got to count on that, buddy.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. We went down a rabbit hole because I connected every, legitimately, through solid evidence.
Yeah.
I even connected Leprechaun and Hellraiser by one stupid fact that I know.
Oh, fuck.
So
I love Hellraiser.
Hellraiser.
I haven't watched all the Leprechauns yet.
Hellraiser in space.
Yeah.
And Leprechaun in space.
Fuck. It happened in space.
Every horror movie is fucking stupid when it goes to fucking space.
Jason X is a guilty pleasure. I liked Uber
I
Jason.
Like
Jason.
I like it yeah. because it is stupid. Yeah.
It knows it's not Jason. Serious. Yeah.
Yeah. Jason Manhattan's the best. I don't care.
Yep. It's Jason best. Yep. Manhattan.
Period.
Number 8. People are like, oh, that's the shitty one. Fuck you. That's great.
That's the best fucking one.
Kane Hodder put a soul into that. Come on. Anyways, so Leprechaun, there's a scene in Leprechaun where there's like a cargo tote on the spaceship.
Yeah.
And it's just crudely painted black. That cargo tote also makes an appearance in Hellraiser because since they both had a really low budget,
yeah,
they were buying props off yeah. of each other.
That's all. Movies in the 80s were so cheap.
So looking at that cargo ship container, it's only in there for like a couple frames.
Yeah.
And I only found this out because a YouTuber pointed it out to me. Can't remember his name. I wish I could. I'd definitely plug him because it was very interesting. So in real life, it's just they were sharing a movie prop.
Yeah.
But now they accidentally made it canon that they survive and that they're in the same universe because the shipping supplier company mm-hmm. has to exist to make that exact same tote
mm-hmm.
for both. Space, because you can't make that tote with that design
yeah.
and it not be for space.
Yeah.
So it's got to be very specific, very niche.
Yeah.
So there's only one company doing it, I'm assuming.
NASA.
And it's supplying it to both of them.
Is that why they didn't want us to go to the moon? Is that why they faked it?
The moon?
That's where they hid the fucking Lament commemoration. Yeah.
You still believe in the moon? Come on. You mean the hologram in the sky? How come it is? How come is it?
You know, that's really the bat signal.
Look what I started.
How come is it that they can get the moon cycle down to the fucking day, whether it be quarter, full, half, crescent, doesn't matter, fucking spaghetti moon, I don't care. They can get it down to the fucking day. Even when it's going to change fucking colors, like, yep, it's going to do that today. But they can't predict the weather accurately.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
By the way,
this is all a bullshit rant.
I started that.
Yeah, I know.
Well, I mean, the fact that the government has freaking, you know, cloud making machines,
mm-hmm.
which still hurts my brain. Not yeah. really, but you know what I mean. Like, and you watch them float up into the sky. It's like,
yeah, you can make clouds.
Yeah, fuck that's you, just scooter. That's just knowing how the atmosphere works.
Yeah.
So we're talking about the atmosphere, and we're trying to link horror movies here. Come on, give me a horror movie. I want to link it.
All right. Well, so what do we leave off on? NASA, what do we leave off on last time? We left off on. What was it? It was was it Puppet Master or Wishmaster?
Wishmaster.
Yeah, we were up to Wishmaster.
I've seen any Wishmaster ones.
Is we had gotten through all the slashers. We had gotten through all the slashers.
Yeah,
and we were up to Puppet Master.
Sure. Yeah, we were going to do Puppet Master next, and how it did it. So Wishmaster is the one where it's a monkey's paw situation. They go up to a djinn. The djinn gives them wishes, but it's not exactly it's what you want, but with a price kind of thing. He's this jewel or this gem.
Yeah.
To resurrect himself. Yeah. And it's the exact same fucking gem in both the Emerald and in the Heart of Dumbala.
Huh.
It's the exact fucking same. Josh and I even looked it up.
Mm-hmm.
It's the exact same gem. Same shape, cut, color, everything.
Yeah, a lot of that episode was spent on Google.
Yeah, just making sure that I wasn't wrong, you know.
Which is fair. You got to fact check yourself.
And the fact that we also realized that Chicago is just cranking out fucking...
Oh, yeah, left and right.
Yeah, left and right fucking iconic serial killers.
I'm trying to think of a way to fucking connect Michael into that shit, but he's just because...
What, Michael fucking, Myers?
Yeah.
No, he's already connected.
Yeah.
Oh, easy.
He's connected through Behind the Mask.
Yeah, Leslie Behind the Mask, Rise of Leslie Vernon connected him.
They actually connected the
all of them. The major ones, yeah.
The majors. They
like the big three?
The big four. Big four.
Yeah, they connected the big four
See,
together.
I'm weird. I don't count
just
fucking
in that one movie.
Ghostface.
No.
Are you thinking
Freddy, Jason, Michael, Chucky?
Yep.
Oh, okay.
That's the big four.
Because like, there's always the first three.
Because
Jason, Michael, and and Jay or Freddy,
yeah,
like, those are a given.
Chucky's the
like,
fourth. Chucky's the official yeah. Big Four.
Because Child's Play came out in 19...
Big Five would include Ghostface.
Because Child's Play came out in 80...
Like late 80... Was that 87? 88?
Nine, 89.
Was it 89?
It was 1989.
The first Child's Play?
Yep, 1989.
Okay. Yeah, because yeah.
Child's Play 2 came out in 1991, and it still used the original kid actor for Andy Barclay.
Yep.
Yeah, because the third one was the very first one I remember seeing.
Yep, that's when they go to military school.
Yep.
That's weird, because the first Hellraiser I've ever seen was the third one. I think. Is he the second? It wasn't the first one. Ooh, that one hit me. Ooh, okay.
So,
I think I've caught us officially.
So, we're going to do Puppet Master. All right, so here's how those are connected. In the movie, my favorite horror movie.
I'll let you do the talking on Puppet Master, because I have not seen Puppet Master. Puppet Master.
Okay,
and
I've seen them all.
I have too, just it's been.
I haven't seen them all, I don't think.
I've seen every single Puppet Master. I fucking
love
it.
It's been
about
maybe 10 years or more.
Yeah, it's been a while since I've seen all of them, but yeah. I've seen a bunch of them.
I got to meet some of the cast producers for fucking Full Moon. Dude, they are so fucking cool.
Yeah.
And when I went down to Horror Hound and actually went and talked to him, they gave Aiden a fucking birthday gift. So he's got a fucking Blade figure.
Oh, yeah.
That's about this big.
Yeah, sitting on top of his computer.
Sitting on top of his computer, yeah.
Oh, no.
And he's got
I know we're talking about horrors things, but I just thought of two that's kind of on topic.
What?
What if...
and it's to scale, too.
Shit. I'm trying to think of what the suit's name is. But Spawn's suit took over Blade. Instead of fucking...
Instead of
Al Simmons,
I don't think it could because it can only take over humans, and Blade's not a human.
Half.
I don't think they do halvesies, man. He can't be a African.
I mean, Spawn killed fucking God and the devil, so I mean,
well, he didn't kill him.
He just put him in timeout.
Well, yeah, he put him in timeout. He didn't kill him, but he did create new dimensions to put them there, which is arguably worse.
Yeah,
it's like how much of a bitch do you feel like I created you? Like, that's like if your kid puts you in timeout. Like, that's bullshit. Yeah. And you have to abide by it.
Aiden in the next 5 years.
My fucking nephew Max to his mom. Max, you're in timeout. No, Mom, you're in timeout.
Give me a bill.
He doesn't have that lazy R anymore. Dude, Aiden dropped him at fucking Shiloh's birthday party. That was fucking great.
Because
he kept wrestling Aiden since Aiden's smaller than his cousins. Aiden, but he's not, like, weaker. So he just fucking hooked him in the titty. Just, blah, and he just he fell down. It was great. Joey laughed his ass off. Anyways.
Boy, these rabbit holes are fucking deep today.
Oh, we're going to go deeper. So this is how the original one's connected. Get ready, because this is a humdinger.
Oh, boy.
It's going to ding your
home. This is factual on top of this. So it's not like a crackpot theory or a headcanon. This is factual. So Evil Dead exists in the Jason and Freddy and Michael universe. Mm-hmm. That has been canoned due to the Jason 9 movie, the comic books, and the fact that they were going to make a Freddy versus Jason versus Ash movie. That was going to happen.
That would be interesting.
But...
Just because the differences between Jason and Freddy.
They wanted Ash to kill Freddy and Jason.
Yeah.
And they went, no. Well, Ash wasn't going to die either.
Yeah. Well, that's a pointless-ass fucking movie then.
Well, following the comic book, Freddy gets sent into a different dimension, and Jason is just trapped underneath frozen ice. And then he walks away.
Fuck.
Not really, dude. That comic book is fucking hard. It goes hard.
I imagine like context, that you know, like full context behind it and everything. It's like, you know, but
that's been established that it is canon. So those three are in the same universe. Right.
Yeah.
Now let's link the other ones. And the movie Behind the Mask, Rise of Leslie Vernon. Leslie Vernon, the killer, has like a mentor that he goes and sees. And the mentor has been in the same like business of being a iconic serial killer since, I mean, they really modeled him after like old Hammer films and shit.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And he goes, gone are the days of the old guys, you know, Fred, Chuck,
Mike,
and Jay. Speaking to them like that, like they're friends. And in that movie, Kane Hodder is in that movie.
Yeah.
As the
TMZ report.
No, not as a team. It was when the reporter is running up to him to do an interview.
Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Like just, the TMZ style, and he's taking out the trash.
And the house he goes into
mm-hmm.
is Freddy Krueger's house, old house.
Mm-hmm.
So that like Nightmare
OG,
in Elm Street. Yeah.
OG on Nightmare. Elm
Street. Yeah.
On the same road, that the same named road.
On Elm Street.
Not on Elm Street.
No, it wasn't Elm Street.
It was Michael's old street with his house.
Shit. I've just watched both of those movies.
Yeah. So
within the last
what's
month.
That street?
So it's just little remember. Things like that. So that puts them all in the same universe. Now, here's where it gets even weirder. Now this is you haven't heard this headcanon, but follow me. Tape. No, it's not. This is all legitimate. Now there is a movie called Hatchet.
I still want to see that.
You haven't seen Hatchet.
Ugh.
My God, what the fuck's wrong with you?
A lot.
Now,
how much time we got?
Plenty, actually. So Hatchet, that's Victor Crawley.
Yes. All right.
And Victor Crawley exists in the Jason universe, all that, mm-hmm. because there was a guy in Hatchet 2 that was in a boat, and they were talking about local legends like Victor Crawley. He goes, yeah. Well, back at home, we have this legend of Leslie Vernon. And then they told him to shut up.
So that went and just connected them.
Boop.
Yeah.
Now, here's where it gets funnier. They're like, oh, Victor Crawley, he can never die because technically he's a ghost, so he can't die. Cool. I get that. But Jason is a confirmed deadite. Confirmed.
Makes sense.
So here's where it gets a little bit more weird. Now, if you look at the timelines, Jason drowned in 1958 and Victor Crawley was born in 1964. So there's
12 years.
Yeah, there's a 12-year gap in between them. Now hear me out.
It'd be weird if it was 13.
It's you know what I mean? it gets a little weirder. Now this is my theory, and my theory has to be right because it only makes sense.
Mm-hmm.
So you never hear about Jason Voorhees' father
because
he left.
Yeah.
He left when he realized that he had a demented baby.
Yeah.
What if he went from New Jersey to Louisiana to run away from his life, which was common back then between the 50s and 60s. That was very common for a man just to fuck off.
I'm going to get milk.
Yeah, pretty much, and never come back.
See, white people can have it too.
Yeah. What if he went and had sex with Victor Crawley's mom?
Yeah. And had him.
Are you telling the Kane Hodder headcanon?
Kane Hodder is the father to Victor Crawley in the fucking movie. He's also Jason, and he also plays Victor Crawley.
Okay. I should have waited to hit that dab. Fuck.
My headcanon, Victor Crawley and Jason are brothers. Victor Crawley's half black.
Yeah.
He is. Victor Crawley's half black. His brother is Jason. He's got a brother in New Jersey named Jason, and they're both fucking deadites because their dad can't keep it in his fucking pants.
Hold on. That just popped a thought into my brain. Wasn't some of the magic that fucking Victor Crawley did fucking voodoo in a sense?
It was, but it wasn't at the same time. Now, see, that's where it loops back.
Now,
see what I mean?
Now, that's like, where
even just broken, you know.
No,
like
that
now I can see you're thinking on that. Now, let me put the piece. Now, let me rearrange the pieces a little bit. When Victor Crowley's mom was giving birth to him, the girl that Kane Hodder was having the affair with, the housemaid.
So Kane Hodder's wife was dying, and he had an affair with the housemaid and had the baby with the housemaid.
Oh.
Yeah, so. The mom put a curse on the housemaid
right before she died.
Yeah,
but Evil Dead style.
And since they're in New Orleans, you know, Haitian voodoo.
Yeah,
and Haitian,
she did it. And she did it. Yeah, Evil Dead style.
And Haitian voodoo, what she did. And here's another little fun fact about that movie that I found out. It's a passing line, but the line that she. The voodoo incantation that she says is a passing line in Chucky.
Mm. Okay.
See what I mean? Like that's where my connection was.
That's where and it's Haitian voodoo.
Yeah.
So it's all from Louisiana, and it's been confirmed that Charles Lee Ray learned voodoo in Louisiana.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So.
Yeah, because he followed his mentor to Chicago. No.
Yeah, he followed his best friend to Chicago.
Yeah, he followed his best friend to Chicago, and that's where he ran into his mentor. Okay.
Yeah.
Does that mean Chucky was part of O Block?
Mate.
Part of what?
Evelyn.
No, he never got caught. Hopefully,
I swear to God, if somebody fucking gets that,
he never got arrested.
Or wherever the fuck we post this, let me know. Hit me up on Discord.
Yeah, I don't think he ever got arrested. Or maybe he did.
What, Charles Lee Ray? No, he's never been. He was evading the police the entire time.
Yeah, but beforehand.
The only time he was actually captured by police is he was in his doll farm and he didn't move, so they didn't know.
Well, yeah, that's where he got. Yeah,
it's not really the same as being arrested, but he was in a cop car.
Yeah, he was in that warehouse and, yeah, you know, getting shot and then transferred over.
Yeah.
So what I'm finding on the street name for Michael Myers' house, the only thing I'm finding is, like, the legitimate street name of the legitimate house.
Yeah.
And this is saying...
see, that's where new movies
the house would have been
up.
Destroyed. It was set to be bulldozed in 87 to make way for a hospital. Fortunately, it was salvaged and moved from its original location at 709 Meridian Avenue to its current residence on Mission Street. So, yeah, Meridian Avenue.
Yeah, because that sign that they had in the shot was Meridian and Mission.
So it was Jason Voorhees coming out of
Freddy Krueger's house
on Michael Myers' block.
Ow!
And that's how Leslie Vernon connected that and plus the mentor talking about his buddies connected all the big four together.
Yeah.
And we all seen that coming.
Just in those two scenes.
Yeah.
Yeah, and the reporter scene where Kane Hodder's taking out the trash, that's like one of the opening scenes to the movie.
Yeah, it's one of the opening scenes, yeah. Mm. It's so easy to miss, too. And
especially if you don't know what he looks like.
And
Kane Hodder is the one that fucking plays.
And Robert Englund's in the movie as well.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
And Rise of Leslie Vernon.
Huh.
Yeah, that movie is cameoed as a motherfucker, man.
Breakdown
of
fucking Freddy from CZ's World. Love that guy.
Oh, dude, I love CZ's World, man. I do.
But I just got done watching that the other day, and yeah, I totally forgot about like the three whole demons and shit.
Yeah, those three demons.
Fucking totally forgot about them.
Or deadite souls.
Yeah,
that was confirmed.
Hell, even like I don't know if I can't remember if it was a picture or an illustration or something. You could see Freddy talking to the three souls, and it just looks like the fucking Necrocomicon.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a. So let's connect Puppet Master. Now, yes, I've also been doing a lot of string pulling.
Yeah.
So, like the whole lament configuration.
Looking for something to throw at him.
Like the whole
knee slapper.
Like the whole
hit the damn mic.
Jay Wheeler.
So the whole like lament configuration going into the Evil Dead verse, that is far reaching. Yeah. I can't prove that.
Yeah.
Like I can only do like similarities, but none of it
makes sense.
Yeah. None of it technically means that they are, it's pretty much all headcanon. I'm going to try to do it with Puppet Master, but Puppet Master is a bit of a different beast.
Yeah.
Because it's like old Jewish magic.
Oh, Yiddish.
Yeah. Yiddish. Cause, Tulong was
oh my God. Am I the only person that's so sick and tired of fucking hearing about Dybbuk boxes?
Oh, yeah. I forgot there was a whole movie based off of that.
What is a Dybbuk box? Is it the same thing as just a fucking Pandora's box?
Nah, not really. They're supposed to be individual demons trapped in a box.
In Yiddish.
Yeah, in Yiddish, like old Jewish magic.
Oh. I was say, if you want to trap a demon in a box, like, really, technically, if you wanted to, you could do that with the
shit. Come on,
this time of year, all fucking these YouTube channels are like, oh my God, we're going to open up 13 different... Nobody fucking cares, and those are bullshit. Like, fuck off.
So,
like, when they first started popping up, yeah, but...
So, sorry. Tulong was a Holocaust survivor.
Fucking got me off on that.
So the guy who made the puppets was a Holocaust survivor.
Oof.
And he figured out a way to transport parts of his soul into the puppets.
Well, I imagine Charles...
Not by voodoo.
That would be so easy.
Well, Charles Lee Ray did kind of give off that... did kind of give off a little Sieg Heil vibe. Mm-mm. Just by the way he looked.
Well...
Who? What?
Chucky is like the most inclusive fucking serial killer there is.
Yeah, he don't give a fuck.
Yeah, like...
Well, I'm not saying he cares about the color of his but I'm just saying,
I can see fleshy Charles Lee Ray being...
That's what I'm talking about, fleshy, non-doll.
Yeah.
He had long hair and shit.
Yeah, but I can kind of see him being a wee bit of a racist because of the times.
You can still be a white supremacist and have long hair.
Well, yeah, I know that, but I mean, it's the 80s.
Yeah.
That's when Doc Martens were hip.
they were the style.
I'm still baffled at the fact that you don't have to kickstart your fucking pin.
I do sometimes.
Tiny little pin he's holding with both of his hands like a chipmunk trying to get a high. It's fucking great watching it. Anyways, so since Too Long did know that old school Yiddish magic, which means that he had to have learned it from somewhere, and in history, the Jewish religion is... predates Christianity by a lot.
1400 years.
So they would believe in something as old as the Necronomicon or as a lament configuration transported into the Quran, which would transport into their language. And it could have been a piece of the Necronomicon that they took, and that's how he learned. That is very grasping for straws. I have to tie it back to the Necronomicon. I'm trying not to do it with Puppet Master. But I'm also trying to remember every single movie individually, scene by scene right now, to see if I can see anything that connects them.
Damn it, I should have brought my iPad.
Oh, I know that they're connected to demonic toys because they had an entire crossover movie. And it sucked, but it happened.
Ooh, hell, that fucking, the whole Chucky thing, well, no, more the Freddy thing, would connect new Terrifier, Art the Clown.
I wasn't even going to do Terrifier, not going to lie. Okay.
Have you watched the third one yet?
The third one?
Yeah.
You mean the second one?
No.
The second one. Is it not All Hallows Eve? Because that was an anthology. It's not a standalone movie. Yeah. So I've seen the second one. I like Terrifier 2.
Yeah.
I think it's too long. I think they can cut out a lot of that teenage bullshit. Yeah. They didn't need to show her getting drugged on Molly.
Yeah.
That went nowhere. Just that there was a shitty friend, and I guess it made it easier for the kill. But really, realistically, you could have cut that entire 20-minute scene out. Mm-hmm. It wouldn't have changed a fucking thing.
I mean, if you think about it, that's literally just first movie. Like, if you really think about it, like, the first, you know, Friday the 13th and the first... Nightmare, like, they're kind of dated. So, like,
no, but they're actually scary though.
Yeah,
the first Terrifier sucked.
Oh yeah,
I hated the first Terrifier.
It was funny. That's what I liked about it. And you didn't. You had no idea what the fuck he was going to do. See, I love that shit.
I like Art the Clown. I do. I love his look.
I'm hoping that he does one more, and it's just like kick ass.
But Terrifier 2 was good. Yeah. Not great. I'll give it credit though. It's better than 1.
See, I like 1 better.
I like the practicality in it. I love that they kept it all practical.
Yeah.
I love the grindhouse behind it. 1, in my opinion, was one of the worst movies I've ever seen. Because it didn't explain shit.
I've seen a really dumb movie.
It's insulting. Have you seen
a movie called Salvage?
Yes.
Salvage doesn't explain shit, and there's no fucking way to follow it.
No. The United States of Horror 2. The one we just watched. I fell asleep to that fucking movie.
All it is just like...
the same story over and over and over again.
It's like 10-minute stories or something like that.
That's stupid.
It's the same fucking style story.
Yeah.
There's always a bait and switch. It's
like all shot on iPhone and...
Yeah.
Like iPhone 3, mind you. So it's not even... It's not,
not,
even,
even, not even 1080.
And it came out in 2022.
Yeah. It was bad.
There was still a landline in Idaho.
There was still a phone booth.
Yeah, there was still a phone booth as well. I was like, I know this movie's bullshit.
I've actually seen a phone booth not here recently, but in the last couple
this was a working phone. This was a working phone booth.
You had a dial tone. I was like, what the fuck? I was like, this is an actual working payphone.
Please insert 25 cents.
Oh, fuck that. 1-800-CALL-AT&T. Mom, come pick me up at the mall. Bye. Click.
Yeah.
No, so a guy connecting Puppet Master.
Wishmaster would be easier to an extent.
Well, see, here's the problem. You got to think with like Wishmaster and all those have like really similar studios, really similar design teams.
Yeah.
Puppet Master was a Full Moon product where they did everything in house.
Yeah.
So they didn't really outreach to anybody else. And they're incredibly B-rated and pretty much in their own universe. But they're still iconic as fuck, though.
Yeah.
I can almost connect Puppet Master to more of like Tales from the Dark Side. And well, like...
I know you don't want to keep going back to the Necro, but what if... Because we don't know... Do we know everything about like what that book can completely do? Like 100%?
No. We haven't seen it. We haven't seen everything that it can do.
Well, what if part of Puppet Master's whole thing... is he learned he had a hold of the Necro for
World War II, yeah.
Yeah, for a little bit. Only had enough time to learn that one thing before it was taken away from him or whatever.
I
know that's a hard stretch.
Blown away in battle.
It's the easiest one, too.
Yeah, I'm stemming like all magical religion stems from the Necronomicon kind of thing.
Yeah.
So that's the only way I'm really realistically...
Isn't there one other magical book? I know the Necro is the most...
the Bible.
It's
the most magical of all.
There's also book from Hocus Pocus.
Fuck that. We're not connecting to that. Fuck that shit. Oh boy. Oh, yeah, that'd be the only thing I can think of for Puppet Master. Wishmaster,
we already connected Wishmaster. Like, we actually connected Wishmaster in a way that it really made sense because it's a djinn, and djinns are a demon. And since djinns can stem all the way back from not only Hindu times, but all the way back to the Mesopotamian times, is when they were first recorded around the same time as the Necronomicon came about.
Yep.
So there's not that hard of a stretch to think about the lament, the Cenobites.
Or hell, fucking, you know, who's to say that there's not an opposite? Because I know he said the Bible, but the opposite to the Necro. You could still use that shit.
Necronomicon? It's just a recipe book.
No, it's the Uwukon.
Yeah.
So
Necro-Uwukon.
So mad scientists, like
oh good god,
like bringing the living back to life.
Frankenstein
would.
I think
you'd be able to connect all of them back to Hellraiser.
No, because there's nothing mystical about it. It's all man-made.
Yeah. And plus, all three of those are already in their own universe.
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I was trying to connect everything.
The original vampire, or Dracula, fucking Frankenstein, and
Wolfman. Oh, yeah. Those are all, the universal monsters have all been connected. All of them at one point in time. Even the fucking creature from the Black Lagoon's been there. Just because if you make an appearance of Laurel and Hardy, you've made it into the Monsterverse. It's actually called the Monsterverse, but...
Yeah.
So I'm talking, like... Reanimator,
those
fucking Frankenhooker body bags.
So those movies are too grounded in reality.
Okay.
So since it's a scientist made kind of thing.
Gotcha.
So like I can see like Society, Reanimator, anything from the Usenaverse being connected, obviously.
Uh-huh.
It's all shot the exact same way. And I can see like the like basket cases and Frankenhookers being part of that director's universe just because it's all made the exact same way. It's all about how like certain movies are connected. It's all about how they're made, how they're shot. Like they're very similar. Like Jason's very similar to Michael and Michael was very similar to him. And it's got like a flow.
Yeah.
So when you look at...
It's easier to make connections.
Exactly. When you look at like a Usenaverse film, like Society and Reanimator, they're both batshit fucking crazy.
I'm trying to remember if I've even seen those. Society sounds familiar, so I think...
The Shunting.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. I forgot about that, yeah.
The girl with the backwards butt. Yep.
Yep.
Butthead.
Yep.
Fuck you, butthead! Like, Butthead was the insult, yeah, not
think
the
I've
fuck
seen
you.
The other one, then. I don't think I've seen Reanimator.
Dude, Reanimator is such a good fucking
Reanimator
movie.
Reanimator is the shit.
It's like it's based off H.P. Lovecraft's stories, which he was a very racist man. Holy crap.
Hell yeah.
Very.
Very fucked up in the head, too.
Oh, very fucked up
I
in
have
the head.
His.
Did you know that we actually don't know what Cthulhu looks like?
Nope.
We only get a really vague fucking description.
Do you know that we actually mispronounce his name?
What? Cthulhu?
Mm hmm. Yeah, we mispronounced his name.
Oh, yeah?
In order to say his name with the correct dialect, it's
Oh, fuck
off. I'm no dead serious. That's how they speak. Whenever we did the fucking, somebody actually pointed that out. I can't remember who I showed it to. Like, oh, you actually speak. Yeah, Cthulian speak. Yes, it's what it's called. Yeah. Great. You're supposed to speak like you have tentacles in your mouth. Imagine having a mustache made completely of fingers on the inside of your lip. That's how the Pragmentists do.
I'm fucking good. Trying to think of other slashers. Like Scream. I hate that series.
That's in its own universe.
Even though I have watched the newest one, and it's pretty good.
Scream's
like,
in its
own. Out of all the Screams that I've seen, like, I've seen all of them. The last one is good.
Ghostface is in its own universe because of one scene in the first movie. They're watching Halloween on TV as a movie.
So I didn't.
Yep.
That sucks. Not really.
That killed it right there. Yeah. Damn you, Randy Meeks. Damn you. Right. Please come back. You were the best part of the movie. Everybody's a suspect.
I'm trying to think of another one. Ooh, Candyman.
We already talked about Candyman.
Yeah, we tried and we were reaching.
We reached.
Cause that,
we were like fingertipping.
Oh.
Like
it wasn't about the time we went to the backstory of Candyman because Candyman isn't like Candyman.
Candyman is difficult.
Candyman's not like the others where he
kills people just to fucking kill people.
He's an urban legend.
Yeah.
So he can manifest as anything as proven in Candyman 1 and the remake.
Yeah. I still haven't seen the remake yet.
It's pretty good.
Yeah.
Tony Todd is in it.
Also bring the movie Urban Legend into play?
No, that was too real.
No, okay.
Because they made those urban legends real.
Oh,
yeah.
That's how they killed him, was with those urban legends.
They did when Supernatural did it. I mean,
That's what we were going to talk about today.
Supernatural?
No, linking fucking movies together by their actors.
Oh,
like
if
Tony Todd's Candyman, he's also linked in the Victor Crawley verse.
Yeah.
And like if Kane Hodder is. You know,
I still want to see Supernatural like swoop into fucking Vampire Diaries and make
Kane Hodder is his own daddy and both of his children.
I'm my own grandpa.
Shut up. Pretty fucking close to that.
What?
You forget my mom's my sister?
Oh yeah, I forgot.
Just gained 10,000 listeners.
Boing!
Motherfucker's mom's a sister. Don't worry, we're from Indiana, but we're real close to Kentucky.
And funny enough, Kentucky, it is illegal to do anything with your first cousin.
Oh, yeah.
Hardcore. Well,
hell, everywhere that fucking everybody thinks that shit goes on, it's fucking illegal as shit.
Yeah.
Alabama, too. Mississippi. Yeah.
Except for where it actually happens. West Virginia.
West Virginia.
Mountain Mama.
Dude, that song surprisingly goes hard with fucking subwoofers. I'm just saying.
Dude, I've been rocking out of that fucking song lately, too.
Everybody does.
But.
Fucking white people.
So, yeah. Connected movies by actors.
You know, if we actually did that, we'd be here forever. So. We are going to take a quick commercial break. We'll be right back.
Tarot Tattoo, 711 South 9th Street, Richmond, Indiana 47374. You know, even though I am an AI-generated voice, and have no body or skin of my own, I would still choose Tarot Tattoo. DJ is so lazy at a commercial he had to type this in shame. Laugh at the fat man while he goes to the best tattoo shop this side of the Mason-Dixon. Tarot Tattoo is a female-owned and operated business, with great atmosphere, and amazing artwork. Visit their Facebook page to book an appointment now. So says your computer overlord. Jesus, that was corny.
And we're back.
Oh, boy.
Wait, hang on.
That's my first...
That was the first time
I was conducting that whole thing.
I'm like, yeah. What the fuck,
dude? It's I told you, it's you, it's
it grows on you though. That's the weird part.
Yeah, but when you first hear it, you go,
it's off-putting.
Yeah, a little bit.
When you first hear the commercial, you just kind of go, oh, I wasn't expecting that. Yeah. It was like, is that over the rainbow played on a theremin? Yes, it was.
I still like Blair's reaction.
I fucking love the theremin.
If I could uninvent.
Shut your whore mouth. I love the theremin.
I still love Blair's reaction. We made her curl into a ball.
Yeah, because she's terrified of AI.
We made her curl. No. We turned her into a standing ball.
She goes, it's horrible. I love it. I was like, I knew you would.
God.
I think we're just going to keep that commercial, to be completely honest, because it is so fucking off-putting. Because you don't really hear it at first. You're like, oh, I kind of hear the piano. And then the robot voice just...
kicks in.
Tarot tattoo. You're like, oh, motherfucker.
Boo.
Damn it,
boo. Hand kill. Boo.
It's toilet noise.
Yeah, I still can't think of another fucking slasher to connect to. I mean, there's a lot, but I mean, like, good ones. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Because then you're going to start going down, digging in the rat hole, trying to fucking...
We put Leatherface into the hell... We were able to put Leatherface, all the Hellbilly movies, and
The Hills Have Eyes.
Hills Have Eyes.
And the Wrong Turn franchise.
And Wrong Turn franchise all into the same category.
Yep.
Wouldn't that also put, no, that wouldn't put I Spit on Your Grave.
No, I Spit on Your Grave is an exploitation film. I was not going to touch it. Because it's the same thing as Last House from the Left.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And those I would put into the same universe together because they're essentially the same movie.
Basically. Now, the original Last House on the Left is rather fucked.
The original I Spit on Your Grave is really...
The 72.
You know, when they remade I Spit on Your Grave, all the actors in the rape scene felt so fucking disgusting after that.
Oh, yeah.
One of them actually puked during the scene. That was legitimate.
Yeah.
Like, that's how bad he felt. He puked, and they were like, oh, keep it in the movie. And I'm like, well, why are you making this movie?
I mean, nothing scarier than reality.
Like, well,
you know what I mean?
I do like what Rob Zombie said to Bill Moseley, because when Bill Moseley was doing his
when he
Otis
was,
Driftwood
yeah,
in
Otis.
In
oh, yeah.
in The Devil's Rejects, he was doing all the sexual harassment scenes and shit.
Yeah.
And he looked over at
yeah,
Rob
Devil's
Zombie.
The Devil's Rejects was actually pretty.
Yeah,
he went pretty a little bit too far for his taste.
He looked over at Rob and goes, "Man, these scenes are bumming me out. I don't really like doing this. I can't keep doing them." He goes, "Well, hey, man. Art isn't safe." I'm like,
yeah.
That is
even though
real.
He makes really shitty movies. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's a hit or miss director for me.
Yeah.
I don't like all
Halloween
his movies.
Movie just because, like, the first one, it's okay. Like, second one's garbage, but the first one, it's all right.
It's fine.
You know?
It's fun.
Yeah. The whole.
My daughter likes
if he
it.
If you would just. Yeah. Like, Tim Burton needs to fucking listen up, too. Like, Rob Zombie, you put me and fucking Tim Burton and Rob Zombie in the same fucking room, I'm walking the fuck out of there covered in a whole shit ton of blood. Quit putting your fucking wife in your fucking movies. Oh, hate it. So fucking over it. I bet he would make way better movies. He didn't have a stupid
it's
wife.
It's weird.
A
they're still married, but yet they completely hate each other, and they've been separated for like 20 years.
Yeah.
Who?
Tim Burton and Helena Bonham Carter.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're separated, and they hate each other. They can't stand each other, but yet they still make movies all the time together, and they just don't get divorced.
Shut up. I have to kickstart my dad pen. Right? There's a process.
So, like... If we start linking other movies in together by actor, we would be here for another 4 or 5 hours.
Oh, shit.
Because just fucking Bill Moseley alone.
Yeah.
Shit, fucking.
He's part of a lot of verses. Yeah.
I very loosely connected that Chop Top and Otis Driftwood were the same person.
I mean, hell, even fucking the dude that plays the cop in... Rob Zombie's first two Halloween movies.
Yeah.
I know he's Charles Lee Ray and Chucky. Same guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was.
Yep.
I forgot about
and
that.
And if you think about it, like, Michael and Chucky are the least most stretched. Like, voodoo exists now. You know what I mean?
Here's
like,
the funny thing about Michael Myers. Michael Myers has the most timelines. Michael Myers has the most timelines and reboots. Out of any slasher.
Yeah, because all of them can't stand to watch the first one and go, huh, that's where we should
start. And he's even got a spinoff. Dude. Halloween 3.
Yeah.
Which is being remade.
I know.
Can they fucking stop?
No. No, actually.
I thought they were going to be done with the...
No, Halloween 3.
Yeah.
That's the season of the witch. Yeah. It had nothing to do with Michael Myers.
The three masks. The witch, the pumpkin, and the skull.
You've never seen it. Dude, that's Halloween 3. It's seriously called Halloween 3, Season of the Witch.
And it has nothing to do with Michael Myers.
To do with Michael Myers. It doesn't even have... They're not even in Haddonfield.
Yeah. Huh.
Yeah. It's a completely different movie.
Huh.
Because the original idea for Halloween was to release one movie with one different story.
Yeah.
Like a anthology series.
Yeah.
Michael Myers was so impactful in 1979... They had to bring him back for a second movie in order to wrap up the Michael Myers series. He was supposed to die in 2 and just be done, dead, end it. Then they made 3, Season of the Witch, and it bombed so fucking hard that people were like, we were waiting for Michael Myers, blah, blah, blah. He's not in this movie.
Yeah.
They were so mad that they had to bring him back for Halloween 4.
And then it was just the
It was like 1, 2, you didn't see that, 4, 5.
Yeah. That's why I said the Halloween franchise is the most chopped and screwed. The Chucky franchise, on the other hand, is still canon from the first movie through to the television series. The everything is canon, but,
you know.
And there's Chris over there nodding in canon superiority.
I didn't even hear what you said, to be honest with you.
I was like, yeah, that's pretty connected. It still sucks, though.
Uh-huh.
Just slipping under.
It kind of bothers me you're not a Chucky fan. I'm not going to lie, because I do love Chucky. I do. He's not my favorite, but I do love him.
People love Chucky. I'm just a dickhead.
Like Chucky's definitely not my favorite, but damn.
I do agree that, it's just a continuation. It's like, here.
They only made,
but it's easy because you just.
So they only made one Child's Play movie, the reboot with Mark Hamill, that Don Mancini had zero to do with it. And Don Mancini has not acknowledged the movie, the creator of the Child's Play series, so it's not canon. Nobody thinks it's canon, although, give the movie a shot.
Eh.
It's take out Child's Play and take out the name Andy Barclay and Chucky and watch it just as an AI doll movie, dude, it's fucking good.
Fucking the chick that plays Tiffany, that bitch could be 80 fucking
Jennifer
years
Tilly.
Old. Still suck a fart out of her ass.
Jennifer Tilly?
Oh, yeah, dude.
She did look Red Man, Red Man's wiener in Seed of Chucky.
Yeah. Oh,
man, 80 years old. Right out of that asshole.
She is 60 right now.
I don't care.
And she still looks that good. Money. Oh, yeah.
Come here, mommy. I'll beat that pussy up.
Well, that is Bobby's future ex-wife.
Fucking
dude.
Nick's over here doing sexual assault over the microphones. I'll break this bitch's like. And realistically, if you met her, you wouldn't do it.
The fuck I would.
You wouldn't go to her like, what's up, little mom? How you doing? And then she's going to look at you like, get the fuck away from me.
Just in her pants, just fall asleep wherever you are.
Just shake her hand.
In the middle of the road. Traffic.
No, he's going to go to a fucking meet and greet at a convention somewhere that we're going to be at. He's going to shake her hand, come and go, okay, you're nasty now, bye. Because I feel
dirty.
We all do that.
Oh my goodness.
We all sit there and just bust nut in the. Bust nut porn still going. I'm
ashamed
disgusting.
Of you. No, you don't.
Like, don't touch me.
You don't even tell her. She's disgusting.
This rabbit hole's got a lot of dicks in it.
The minute the minute you touch hands of shake, be like, oh, all right, sorry, I'm ashamed of myself.
Oh man, yeah, Jennifer Tilly.
I just had to feel that shame.
There's what is another the original chick, the white girl in fucking Nightmare on Elm Street.
Laurie Strode, no, fucking Campbell, no, fucking Cam, no, shit, I'm going through every final girl in my head, hold on, god damn it, Heather Langenkamp,
who
played her, and she was fucking, god damn it, what was her name in the movie, motherfucker, I should know this, I'm the encyclopedia of horror, what the fuck,
you got a phone right there, bruh,
my hands are cold, I'm just,
I'm closer to later.
I'm fucking, what was her goddamn name, fucking Heather Langenkamp played.
If you get this before my slow ass
pledge,
phone,
I'm thinking.
I'm going to be happy.
Fuck. God damn it. Nancy. Her fucking name was Nancy.
Yeah.
God damn it. Heather Langenkamp played.
I knew what it was, but
fucking,
I wasn't going to give it to you.
Nancy, what the fuck was her last name? God damn it. Fucking. I know it was Nancy. God fucking damn it.
I can't remember.
What was Heather Langenkamp? Nancy, what?
It's some white. It's like Nancy Smith or Jones or.
No, it fucking. It's
something basic.
Nancy, what is it?
Nancy Thompson.
Nancy Thompson. See? Thank you. Yeah. Fuck.
Heather Langenkamp, Nancy Thompson.
Sorry, I had to scream on that one. I was my brain was spazzing because I'm still thinking about fucking Puppet Master. Now see, this is the shit. If we had it on film, yeah. They just see me just fuck, bitch, blah, yeah. I almost dropped the N bomb. I'm not gonna lie.
Stuff? Huh? Didn't you bring your camera stuff?
No.
No, I thought you. I thought you said you did.
No, no, we were setting up. We were talking about setting up cameras and whatnot.
I could have set up my iPhone.
Oh, we needed it once. We need to get this place where it can be camera ready.
Yeah.
Because this is.
It's not that bad. They're just going to get all the foam off the wall.
So why not just set the camera up just right here, close towards the wall at the end of the table, and then just have it shooting just like.
Well, see, I'd rather have a wide angle of us actually relaxing on couches and just being natural instead of being around a table.
I mean, we've been doing this for years now.
Not on camera.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No, not on camera, but I'm saying around a table is pretty natural to us already.
Entertainment Hour on freaking camera, I got that. It popped up on my memories.
Really?
Yeah.
Holy
shit. I still have that whole, because we did it on live on Facebook.
Yeah, that's right. We did.
It popped up, I think, yesterday. We did that a year ago yesterday.
Wow. Wow. That's actually.
No, 2-3 years ago.
I was saying, no, we couldn't have done it a year ago yesterday. We weren't talking at the time.
No, it was right before we had Roan.
Yeah. We are going to be going into video. I just don't like that, you know, people are going to look at our table like the dirty table, and they're just going to do the whole.
Yeah.
That's all they're going to focus on. They're not going to listen. They're
we
just
can
like,
spruce it up.
That's why I'm going to spruce it up. That's why we have to spruce up this room. We have to get a good heater in here.
I'll be down for around tax time helping out with that. See if your mom and dad wouldn't be mad about putting an air conditioner in the wall.
We just need to replace the one in there.
Or, yeah. Yeah.
That's it. I mean, we just got to get the measurements and get one exactly like it.
Yeah.
Dude, that thing has been in there for 25 fucking years.
Hell, yeah. It worked for a long ass time, yeah.
It was a trooper. Yeah, it was a fucking trooper. I'll give it that. Did not like to die. It finally died this year. I was like, son of a bitch. It died in my 30s, and it's got to be my age or maybe a little younger. It's old. It's an old boy.
Yeah.
In fact, it's so old, it was the first year with a remote. First year window AC with a remote control.
Oh, fuck.
Yeah. And I still have the remote somewhere. And it still works.
Oh, shit.
But no, we'll be redesigning in here and whatnot. That's what Chris and I were talking about.
Yeah.
I need everybody. Well, we also went to the back and saw the refrigerator we got to drag up here.
Mm-hmm.
It's that old hot point from the 50s.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm going to
do some work to it.
I want to redo it, like repaint it and shit.
Yeah, that's hard.
Yeah, just spray paint. You know, sand a couple spots down on it and spray paint the shit out of it. That's what I was going to do.
Yeah, all I got to really do is sanding-wise, just sand those couple of rust spots off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it works.
Bondo and
yeah, and it's not even that rusty either. Like
no, it's been indoors. I mean, the freezer door like hinges broke on it, but it's one of those one. It's a one fucking It's a one door fridge.
Yeah.
You open it up, and then the freezer door is like in there, is inside the fridge, and it's a little busted. But I can just
take it out.
So I say take it out. No, I can't take it out because if we do, it freezes everything below it too.
Gotcha.
But I can just seal it in there, and we just don't use the freezer.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Not that big a deal.
Pretty much.
Because, you know, we're gonna be using it for drinks, and that's it. Yep. Like, we're not going to put food or anything in there. I don't want a reason for raccoons.
Yeah.
But it needs cleaned and shit. That's it. Just need to get it up here and, you know, spend a day on it.
Yeah.
And stock it full of goodies. But... that's an interesting thing. Hey, tell us your ideas. Everybody out there in podcast land, you know, tell us your ideas. What should we do? What would make us more appealing to you? Just not our faces. We can't change those. We were born ugly. We're going to stay ugly. All right?
I mean,
wear my mask the whole fucking ass time.
If you want to see dicks, then we'll start an OnlyFans. The whole podcast is just us talking like this. It's just dick shots.
You just got to stare at our penises aggressively.
Whoever's talking
$5.99 a month
penis you're staring at.
I've thought about starting an OnlyFans just to sell the podcast on there. But realistically, like, I'd like to make money in my own time. I'm doing this for fun.
Yeah.
I'd like profit to happen, because in a perfect world, I could pay each and every one of you $1,600 a month.
Yeah.
And there you go. That would be like a good goal for it, to, you know, keep you guys paid, because I have a decent job at the moment. But realistically, it's like, we're not doing everything that we could be doing or that we should be doing, because we're doing it not by ourselves, but we're doing it how we want to do it.
Yeah.
And a lot of people are like, well, that's the wrong way to do it. It might be, but the right way to do it's going to make me hate it.
Is there even a right way to do it?
Oh yeah. There's a promotional way to go about this where we can it's pretty much selling our souls for promotion. Like, there's nothing wrong being a promotion whore, but I'm not going to sell my soul for it. Hello.
I'm saving that. And that might be my new profile picture on Discord.
Hello. Oh, God. Hello. Happy Halloween.
Oh, man. That's another. Since we were talking about this yesterday, fucking Winnie the Pooh.
Blood and Honey. Yeah, I love that movie.
How can we connect that? It's not.
It's not. This guy's making his own universe for it.
What do you think? Could be Deadites.
No, they're not.
I just want that to be connected, because that'd be so goddamn funny.
I want to be in one of those movies. Not going to lie.
Do you want to be a Deadite or?
No, I want to be in like Winnie the Pooh, Blood and Honey.
Oh.
I aim low, man. I aim really low. Like, I wish we had the $10,000 we can donate to Deathgasm. By the way, donate to Deathgasm 2. Make this fucking movie happen.
Dude, yeah.
If you haven't seen the first one, you're a fucking pleb. I fucking love
it. Parry this, you fucking casual.
Yeah.
By the way, go back and listen to when we reviewed Deathgasm Part 1.
Deathgasm.
My name in Bobby's phone still Cocktopus. Cocktopus.
I think yours on my phone is Don Dick Wiggins. And then on Messenger is Long Rod Von Huygendonk.
Yeah, Long Rod Von Huygendonk.
Mine was like for the longest time Jorge.
Jorge. I am Jorge, the greatest luchador. Yours is a.
I forget. I think
it's still White Lightning.
White Dynamite.
Or White Dynamite. Yeah.
Okay, it on White Dynamite.
Yeah.
What is Chris's name in my phone? Hold on. You're Moon Moon. Like, you. Yeah. That's not going to change.
Yeah, your contact name in my phone, DJ, is Don Dick Wiggins. Your messenger name is Long Rod Von Huygendonk.
Your messenger name is Archduke Salamander. And your name in my phone is Long Shorts.
I know in the group chat, my name is Frank Foxy Needlich.
Yeah. What is? I can't remember what mine is.
LaDouche. Guy LaDouche.
Yeah, Guy LaDouche. Guy LaDouche. Yeah. Nobody got the joke, and I'm a little sad.
I got it.
I got
it. EXC.
I chuckled when I saw it.
There's a show called EXC.
Yeah.
And it used to play late on Spike TV, and they horribly dubbed him over into English, and they made the reporter's name Guy LaDouche.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's my name in group chat, Guy LaDouche.
I love that.
Yeah, your name in my phone is a corn cob.
Oh, fuck.
I'm built like corn.
As long as it's not fucking smokestack, I'm good.
Corn cob.
Built like corn.
I need you guys to meet my buddy Donovan. Jesus fucking Christ. I want Donovan to meet fucking Meters really fucking bad. Because that'd be fucking funny.
Donovan.
He's the dude that flipped my car off of me when I wrecked my car.
Oh.
Yeah. He big oink motherfucker. He cornbread fed. I know he's not 7 foot, but he's a tall motherfucker. And just oink. I haven't seen his ass in fucking forever.
Any Hooskers. So, connecting horror movies, we've obviously done that. what are we thinking for a Halloween special? Because this episode's going to come out on the 28th. And we got to release something on Halloween night.
And if we do, like, the newest Halloween, that's kind of corny.
No, I'm not doing... No.
We already did. Halloween Ends.
Yeah, I was thinking Trick or Treat.
Ooh, yeah.
Like, doing a, like, live reaction, like how we did Smoker's Lounge Presents.
Yeah.
Doing the same thing, but with Trick or Treat. Okay. So we're going to have to spend, like, we're going to have to spend the 29th.
Filming it. The skits.
Yeah, filming it and doing the skits and shit because the 28th is like trick-or-treating and all that.
So we
can't be in here.
Yeah, my house, that whole entire day is going to be nothing but costumes.
Yeah.
And same makeup thing. And shit.
Well, shit.
I got to do Aiden's costume because he wants to go as a Johnny Darling, I think his name is, from American Horror Story Freak Show, the Lobster Boy. Aiden wants to go as Lobster Boy. So I don't even know
what the girls want to do.
I have no
idea. Do you like paint from here up?
No, I'm actually going to latex his fingers together. I'm going to liquid latex his fingers together and paint them.
You have to do it this way.
Yeah, that's how it is in American Horror Story. Yeah. It's just like this.
Yeah, he's going to hate that.
I told him that, you know, I'm going to have to rubber band your fingers together so you don't move them.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be putting them only on a top layer here and here, so he can still have knuckle movement.
Yeah,
and it doesn't rip the crap out of his fingers. But it's going to have to go across and then around.
Yeah.
So I got to be very careful of knuckle movement.
Yep.
And, like, I've done it before. Like, I've lashed people's hands together like this with liquid latex and painted them and then run around like fucking...
Snicks?
Well, no, they ran around like... they ran around... where was it? It wasn't Fuzzies. It was... I think it was Land of Illusions when I did it there. And I remember just making pretty much just, like, flesh... colored like gloves and they put their hands together and then they run around with like a flesh colored mask and shit. They look all melded. Dude, it was fucking creepy. Yeah. I loved it.
Hell, did I tell you the second year of the haunt, one of the dudes, remember when Land of Illusion dudes came in?
Yeah.
The second year? They actually, one of them actually offered me a job.
Mm-hmm.
I fucking should have took that. But I thought there was going to be a third year of ours.
Yeah, when they saw me in the clown scene, they gave me a hug.
Yeah.
Because I used to work with them.
I know why they recognized me, because I didn't change my mask, but yeah, they knew it was me. And they're like, yeah, wasn't you guys the guy that got fucking almost fucking shot?
Yep.
Yep, that'd be me. Fucking. Ugh.
But in all seriousness, like, I think we should do Trick or Treat, because we did Freaked last time. And if we do Trick or Treat now... Like, we can make it really funny. We can make it really good, because we also have to watch the movie and time code it and shit. Yeah. Like, before we do that.
So right, why not? Let's just like make that an afternoon. We'll watch the movie, and as we're watching the movie, we can like.
Yeah, that's what I was talking about. Like the 29th, it's gonna be like all day.
Yeah, just make an afternoon out of it.
Yeah,
because we're gonna have to film right where we set up over there.
Yeah.
We're
gonna have to decorate too. So we're gonna need decorations.
Like, well, I got the Sam.
Yeah, you got the Sam doll. I got both Sam and Sierra dolls, some pumpkins. So I can bring some pumpkins over. And
yeah, we can just hang them up real quick, and you know.
Oh no, they're real pumpkins.
Yeah, we'll put a shelf up real quick and
put the
pumpkins on it. Yeah.
Oh yeah.
So that's not a bad idea, because we have to just redo the backdrop and whatnot real quick. So that'll be a big part of it. I was watching Trick or Treat the other day with the kids.
Same.
And it got to the werewolf scene.
Like last week.
And that's when I sent the vocal message of like, while like the entire werewolf scene, we're all just getting more and more nude, just and getting more ferally horny. Yes, and then after that fucking story is done, it cuts to us like laying down, all of us shirtless and covered with a blanket, and we're just cuddling, like smoking a cigarette, like now to the thrilling conclusion of Trick or Treat. Round two, gentlemen. Yeah, all right.
So we're going to need to sit down and make this one. We're actually going to need to make like a list of props. We'll need.
Yeah, because we're going to have to probably film part of it in the other room here.
Yeah.
Because laying on the ground's going to suck. But we got to make it look like a bed and like a top-down view. I wish we had a bed up here. I mean, I guess we could put the futon up here, but that's only for four fat guys trying to lay on it. We'll break that fucking thing.
Oh, yeah. 100%.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, we could put some like blankets down to lay on top.
That's what I was thinking about.
And then, put some blankets down to lay on top of, and then just like line like the wall with mm-hmm. pillows, and then yeah, get that top angle. So
I do want to do a trend where the "We'll be right back" screen.
Oh, you want to put that up there again?
Oh, yeah, but it's I want it to be a different person every single time.
Oh, okay.
Gotcha. Like how Josh was hanging from the door frame.
Yeah.
Like now it's going to be me laying across those four chairs naked, like with my leg covering my bits.
You have to.
I want a really sensual one with Bobby.
You have to Buffalo Bob that.
Yeah, I was going to. I was going to get really sensual with Bobby. And like have him like have you two just like caressing each other's hand, like faces while forehead to forehead and eyes are closed. And just we'll be right back. I want everything to be quasi-gay. Like inherently, it's not gay, but it's gay. It's very gay.
Oh no! Can mine be crouched down in the corner, and then I'm looking over my shoulder and just knuckles up, just all wide up,
naked.
Hey, as long as I don't have to see naked. Chris's butthole again,
Nick will take the picture from a downward angle.
Well, been here before.
It's where the
we just squeeze right past.
Sketch right past you there. Whoop.
We're sitting there posing. Nick walks in. Hang on, I know what to look for.
You guys are such good.
Let
friends.
Me show. Let me show this episode. Let me show you the good point. Angle.
Uncomfortable there, Nikki.
Yes, for everyone listening out there, Nick has in fact seen my butt's holes.
I've seen Nick's tail.
At both of you see my
yeah.
tail.
Yeah, he was in my kitchen.
Yeah.
You pulled me to your kitchen to show me your ass, and Candy was confused.
Yeah. Hell, she didn't even ask me about that until last year.
Yeah. It's amazing how many of my friends have actually seen their genitalia up close. Because they think it's going to weird me out. And I'm like, no, I'm forging fucking fire with this, y'all. You could lay it on my shoulder and be like, oh, what's up, little guy? Like, Bobby plopped his nuts on me one day. I was like, all right, I'm going to grab him.
I'll never forget fucking Bobby doing that dominant shit when we were out fishing.
So there's a time and place for that? That was not it. Not in the middle of the fucking woods while we're fishing, and he pulls his junk out and yells out dominance while there's a babbling brook in front of us.
We freaked.
I went straight into fight or flight mode. Not because I was afraid, it was because I don't want to get raped. And that was a really rapey thing to do, right?
God, it was fucking funny.
It was great. Like the sheer abstract terror, the second it wore off, it was one of the funniest things I've seen.
I remember me and DJ just going at each other, just looking at each other. Like,
we'll see, Joey was there too. Because whenever
he just got there.
Yeah, because Joey yelled out, "Why are your balls out already?"
Yep.
Is it already? There's a time frame for Bobby's testicles to be exposed? Usually it's never.
It went to never to all the time, really fast.
He does have a good sweet. Yeah. He does have a sweet set of balls on him, though. Bobby does.
It's called a nice pair of smooth criminals.
Yeah, you both did it. Eh, you both Deadpooled.
Yep.
So, what do you guys think about going to conventions? And setting booths up.
I'm down.
I'd be down.
I'm so down. I'm down for the experience as well, but I'm going to be completely honest here.
It is expensive as shit.
It's going to be expensive as fuck.
Yeah.
Because I can get a booth rental for $75.
But it's the rest of it that's expensive.
But
staying there for three fucking days, having to have
hotel,
food.
Gas,
yeah.
Food.
Yeah.
And on top of that, we have to
hookers, cocaine. Yeah. I mean, the essentials, guys.
We have to get merch.
We're balling out on our first one.
Yeah. All right, let's calm down. We have to get
it's
merch.
Be Molly.
That's just my.
To sell.
That's my per diem, hookers and cocaine.
We have to get t-shirts and hats and shit to sell. And we have to make our. The point is to make our money back.
Yeah.
We have to make a profit there.
You need a banner.
Yeah. We have to have a banner made.
Yeah.
Hopefully by somebody named David so I can just giggle. David Banner.
David Banner. I got a canopy we could borrow. Like one of the big, like 10 or 12 foot canopies.
Well, we'd be inside the entire time.
Yeah, but it's still nice to have like a canopy because that way you could also like string shit to like hang the merch up on.
Well, you get a rack wall and everything behind you.
Oh, okay.
It's not like you're in the middle of something. No, you get a rack wall and everything.
Well, I knew it was inside. I just didn't know like how
you get a six. Usually, what it is, you get a 6 foot table and two chairs. This is what they give you.
Okay.
And that's where we would have to set up our board so we can do interviews and shit. And that's where we would have to set up all of our merch. And if it's going to be three of us there, we're going to have to bring an extra fucking chair.
Mm-hmm.
Like max four people. Max four.
Yeah. Yeah.
And we are all going to have to chip in for a hotel.
Yep.
And we'll all have to chip in for food. And hopefully the money that we make from there is
enough to recoup.
Is enough to recoup or make a profit.
Yep.
Hell, I'm fine with just recouping right now.
Yeah.
It could push us. That could be the push that we need.
Yeah.
But this is something that we're going to have to look forward to in 2024. So.
I know I could. I know I'd be able to cover food costs.
Realistically, we just save money and take food down with us and just eat in the room.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because it's going to have a microwave, so we can just take.
We could just get.
Yeah, like, that's what I was thinking.
Little personal pan pizzas and shit.
Yeah, that's what I was thinking. I can go down to DG and just ball in and get, like, just ball out.
Yeah, like get $100 worth of food, and there we go. That'll feed all four of us for 3 days.
Hopefully. If not, we can get some more shit while we're down there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, I want two of us to be out of the booth and walk in the convention trying to get interviews with celebrities and shit while wearing our merchandise and giving away as many free stickers as fucking possible.
Like
and
mobile
just
live
representing
shit.
The podcast and representing the...
Getting the name out there.
Yeah, and representing the fucking studio.
It'd be cool to have, like, you know, directors or, you know...
Oh, we have to get YouTubers, we have like to get walkie talkies.
Like that would be cool.
We have to get walkie talkies.
Why? We have cell phones.
Yeah, we have fucking cell phones.
Yeah, but walkie talkies are so much cooler.
Can we get the Dragon Ball Z ones?
I don't care. There's walkie talkies, man.
You know,
walkie talkies. They're cooler.
I'd have to get one of those fucking ear things just because how bad my earring is.
Yeah.
Oh, no, I clip mine on my shoulder. Just
Fuck that. I hate shit like that.
So
I would go hard with the paint.
But the thing of it is that I would have to trust everybody to be a professional representative of the studio. Definitely.
Oh, yeah.
So
that means get high in the hotel, not at the convention.
It's going to go. And
well,
you don't make yourself look like an ass and you're good.
Yeah.
I don't know.
You can try really hard. It's okay.
Well, it's also this. It's respecting absolutely everybody that you meet. We're not there to be a convention night. We're there to make connections and make money. That's what
I might need to like eat like an edible or smoke like a joint or something like before going to the convention.
Yeah, I was thinking about like
I might not be.
I
might not be the best option to be like walking around for the interview.
See, I want people to come up and go. With a sign that says win a free sticker, answer a question.
Yeah.
And so we were like, hey, what is this about? Like, okay, we're going to put a microphone in front of you. And we're going to ask you one simple question.
And if you answer the question, you get a sticker.
Well, it's an opinionated question.
Yeah.
But it's pure promotion. Just like, what's your favorite scary movie?
Yeah. And you answer the question, you get a sticker.
Like, thank you. What's your name? You want us to plug you on Instagram? Hey man, thank you so much for coming out and get a sticker. You know,
are you the one who runs our Instagram?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay. I can't remember if it was you, one of you two.
It's me. I'm the one that runs the Instagram.
I do the
DM
Facebook.
Me.
Remind me when I get
back. I've been horrible about the Facebook.
And I'll make the Twitch.
We already have a Twitch. I'll just give you the login stuff.
Oh, yeah.
I'll just give you the login stuff. I haven't been active on Twitch like at fucking all. I haven't had the time. But
me either. I'll be surprised I'm still affiliate.
I really want to do that. Go down there, try to make a bigger name for ourselves. It's the biggest problem in my mind is that we all have to be like on the exact same page, like what our goal is. Like, cause we're going to want to have fun. And that's one of the points of walking around as well, is that the two people that are going to be cycling out and walking around and, you know, interviewing, you know, trying to interview celebrities and whatnot. You're also going to be looking at shit at the convention.
Yeah.
I understand that's definitely, and that's good because you want to go to other booths and shit. Like, hey man, you know, we have shirts too. You know, here's a.
I'll trade you.
I'll
trade you my shirt for a grilled cheese.
I want a couple thousand stickers.
I've already done my fair share of busking. Thank you. I'm good.
I want a couple thousand stickers so that we can just hand out.
Yeah.
That's going to be a little bit expensive, but the shirts and the hats are going to be what we're going to be selling. The podcast is what we're going to be promoting.
Yeah.
So if they want to buy a shirt, cool. I'm going to have to pay Blair to make those custom ones up because I want some variety.
Yeah, definitely have.
I want Michael Myers meat grenade. I say have
the one that just has like the logo, and then have one other one that has Blair do, and then just have the two.
I want four. I want the three that we talked about plus just a plain logo shirt.
Okay, I got you.
But I want to be walking around with a slab represented shirt of Michael Myers meat grenade.
So
or Salem's back
lot. So if we're doing that, then I need to be wearing a Salem's back lot shirt.
Yeah, the Salem's back lot. Because I've thought about it. I want the slab logo just on the right breast pocket.
Yeah.
And then
it's usually on the left.
I want it on the right.
Because, just be different.
Yeah, just be different. And I want the design to be on the back.
Yeah.
Obviously. But mine has to be in like true tramp stamp form. So like,
yeah, all of them are gonna be like that. Yeah.
So all of the
what is it wrong with
all you, of the Salem's backlot ones, the back print is all gonna be very. It's all gonna be like
right on the end.
At the bottom. Yeah. At the very end, like tramp, like a tramp.
So stamp. like that vampire that's on the cover of Salem's lot
because you know his how silhouette going like. Like this
over the top
house.
Of the castle instead of a castle, it's gonna be a butt.
Yeah,
so it's gonna be like his butt crack.
Yeah, because I talked about getting a tramp stamp like that, and he's gonna be sitting there going over my booty.
Oh, so you don't know the origins of Zorgies, do you?
No,
Zorgies, Michael Myers meat grenade,
and Salem's backlot.
Salem's backlot.
See what happens when I leave you two alone.
Okay,
Zorgies came from.
So none of these ideas came from me.
Yeah, no.
Zero came from me.
So Salem's backlot was my idea.
Zorgies was Bobby's.
Zorgies was Bobby, and Michael Myers' meat grenade was Josh.
Yes,
that makes sense.
Yep.
And Zorgies, it's just a pretty white girl sitting on a leather couch with a bunch of zombies behind her in white shirts.
Like you know,
Zorgies.
I hate that. I hate that meme. It's so stupid.
Yeah, but Zorgies. I told Blair that fucking idea, and she about. Died. I was like, you need to draw these up for me, hon. I will pay you. I don't care. Need to go see her, really. But,
yeah.
Oh, they finally got fucking Ninth Street finished.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fucking time.
Tell me about it. I live right there.
Yeah.
Doxing. So that's...
You don't know what kind of Ninth Street we're talking about.
So we're looking into getting those t-shirts designed. We're looking at I want to have Black Dog print them, but I don't want to outsource for the stickers.
Yeah.
Because they don't do print like that. Yeah, so
that would probably be an online thing.
Yeah, I was just going to design them online real quick.
Can you do stickers on VistaPrint?
I think so, mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because we need business cards, too, for conventions.
Yeah, and you get them bundled that way. Yeah. I just did it that way.
Yeah, that's what I was going to do and just see how much it is. Like, if I can spend, like, $100 on just business cards and stickers, I'm happy. Because it's just going to say, like, it's just going to have the slab logo on it.
Yeah.
Because we're going to be at a horror convention. We're going to be promoting the slab, not smoke. And we will be quasi-promoting Smoker's Lounge.
Yeah.
So, like, we'll have a Smoker's Lounge banner, but a slab banner on the table.
Yeah.
So.
Like, the Smoker's Lounge will probably be, like, the back banner, and the slab banner would probably be, like, the foreground
on
the
table. Yeah. Because that's why we're there for horror. Yeah. That's the thing. We're there as representatives
of
the slab.
It's not like we're going there promoting my shit that we've only done, what?
Yeah, it's just Smoker's Lounge is where you can find the slab.
Exactly. Smoker's Lounge is where you can find the slab, where you can find Glitch in the System, where you can find the
slab. It's like your mom's house.
Yeah.
Like, it's not just a podcast. It's like a studio.
Yeah.
Like your mom's house. They have like four or five different podcasts they run.
Yeah, that's what I'm trying to do here. Tom Segura stole my idea.
Yeah, they got Tom Segura and Christina Pazinski. They got Danny Brown has one.
Yep.
There's this new chick that just talks about dating.
Mm-hmm.
So dumb.
Theodore Von Turtikowski, whatever his fucking name.
Theo Von.
Yeah, Theo Von. Dated Christina P. before before Tom Segura married her.
Oh, yeah.
I don't
dead serious.
Here's my hot take. I don't think Theo Von's that funny.
Neither do I.
I just think he's stupid.
It's not that. I grew up with a lot of guys like him.
I like...
So his jokes, I'm just like, I'm so used to the delivery. So it doesn't hit like it's supposed to.
I just like his wording, his vocabulary.
Yeah.
Like there, he does do a couple things.
I like his vocabulary. Cocaine.
Like...
I like...
That one is overplayed, and that's just a line off of a podcast he did.
One joke really stood out to me with Theo Von that was actually funny.
Was it the hamster bones?
No. It was they were talking about saying the N-word. And they're like, do you say the N-word? He goes, oh, no, I don't. He goes, unless you do, and then, yeah. I was like, okay, that was good.
See,
was
but that's...
I was like, all right, that got me. Good job.
I guess that's what gets me to why I like Theo Von.
Yeah.
It's just because he's saying what...
Love me some fucking white dude funny. Yeah, I love me some Joey Diaz.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Uncle Joey? Hell yeah.
Fuck yeah.
I love it whenever he tells a story and he says Joe Rogan's full name. It's like, listen here, Joe Rogan.
Oh, he does that with everybody.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Joe... All right, Bert Kreischer. Listen here, Tom Segura.
I like Bobby Lee a lot.
That's another one I don't like.
You don't like Bobby Lee? No. Oh, come on, man. The Raging Korean.
So I've never really listened to Bobby Lee enough to actually like...
Develop an opinion.
Yeah, develop an opinion.
He really hates Asian jokes.
Yeah.
He really hates it.
I've gathered that from watching just, you know, like...
The Bad Friends podcast.
Because I haven't seen that. I really don't know much about Andrew Santino.
The only thing I've ever seen him in was in Dave.
It was just those small little YouTube short clips.
Yeah.
Like that. That's the only reason I see that. Because obviously I've seen Bobby Lee on Theo Von.
Yeah.
And I've seen a lot of times where he gets fucking pissed as... I saw one where he got mad and called out Theo Von just because every single time Theo Von would say he's an Asian comedian.
Yeah.
Instead of saying his actual nationality. Theo Von's like, he's like, what am I? Theo Von's like, Chinese?
Yeah, he's like, no, I'm Korean. Korean, motherfucker. So, yeah, we're going to go ahead and end it here. We tangented it for like a solid 20 minutes. Solid. Yeah, check us out at conventions, and we'll see you next time. Bye. Yeah. That was sexy.